your 90 cent oats and your 20 cent sacks.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at
Sunday night of Cha 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 in Blue for this Sunday, the 6th of March of 2022. Hope everybody's keeping well. You know, you can get out and see some live shows again these days. So I don't know what the rules are going to be. And I don't even know what the rules are now. Who knows what they'll be by the time you go out and see a show. But tonight, anyway, on the show we're going to have in the history part of the show, we will hear from Lucille Bogan, Tommy Douglas, T-Bone Walker, Laverne Baker, Tampa Red, Arby Stidham, Lowell Folsom with Jeff Dale and the Blue Wave Band, King Biscuit Boy, Little Charlie Beatty, Meech Love and Selwyn Birchwood. We will be closing the night out with the tune from Angel Forest. You'll have a few chances to catch her on her tour around Quebec this week. I've got a bunch of new releases as well. We have new music from Sugar Ray Rayford, new CD, In Too Deep. We've got Bob Stroger and the Headcutters, new CD, That's My Name. And we have the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer to bring us the live music from Live at the King Eddie. But we'll start the evening off here by congratulating our Juno Award nominees for 2022. And they are Steve Mariner for Hope Dies Last, Sue Foley for Pinky's Blues, Miss Emily for Miss Emily Live at the Isabel, Colin Linden for Blow. And we'll start the evening off here with from the nominees, Mr. Colin James and this is the title track from his Juno nominated CD, Open Road.
Yeah. have been said. Got no control of what lies ahead. On my way, I'm gonna be underneath the blue sky, where you can find me when the sun goes down and leaves me hollow. I got you and the stars to follow. Another day, a story told. Every life is an open road. You live and let the miles unfold. Every
I'm here on my own. I listen for your footsteps and I stare at the phone. I cling to my pillow. Shadow of every candlelight burn, and there's a picture of you by my bed, and the sound of your voice running round in my head. If you would just call, I could tell you how much I want you beside me, and I long for your touch and the picture of you by my bed, and the only thing that hangs by a thread. I keep holding on. The I keep holding on while the memories fade. Will I stop waiting for you to return? On the piano, Spencer Evans. Spencer Evans.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's your 2022 Juno Award nominees for Blues Album of the Year. That was Steve Mariner from his CD Hope Dies Last. We heard Honey Bee. Before that, we heard Sue Foley take on the Gate Mouth Brown classic Okie Dokie Stomp. And that comes from her from her CD Pinky's Blues. Miss Emily, congratulations on your first Juno nomination, I believe. From Miss Emily Live at the Isabel. That was Blue Is Still Blue. Colin Linden and the title track from his new CD, Below. And Colin James before that and the title track from his new CD, Open Road. All of them Juno Award nominees. So congratulations to all of them and good luck to all of them. So we don't have any Montrealers on the list this time. So I'm not going to pull for anybody in particular. Although, you know, I do have my favorites. And I have to tell you, Sue Foley has a page, a little story on her in Guitar World magazine this month, too. If you happen to pick one up at the stand, take a look at that. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Time to turn to the new release deck. Well, this one, I played you a track from it the week before. The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderers, new CD. Sean Hall and Matthew Rogers met at a recording session in 2006. They found some common ground in the blues, and they've been touring and recording ever since. And over the past 15 years or so, they've won Maple Blues Awards, they've won West Coast Music Awards and Sirius XM Awards, as well as a Juno nomination as well. Back in February of 2019, you know, times were kind of normal and people could still do live shows. And Sean, who handles the harp and the vocals, and Matthew, who handles guitar, spent 3 nights at Calgary's legendary blues bar and former hangout of Ralph Klein. The King Eddie, and they were backed by a couple of female singers and a Hammond organ player, and of course they made a raucous noise, and they assembled a dozen of their most powerful performances for their three-night residency, and they released it as Live at the King Eddie. And this is the latest installment of an already storied career that has to date produce 6 studio releases. As a further bonus, the album was recorded on the Rolling Stones Mobile Studio, which has been acquired by the Calgary Music Centre. It was built back in 1968, has been refurbished, and it's a great live recording. So this is the kind of great thing that, you know, people like to get their hands on. We're going to listen to 2 tracks, and we will hear, Love Me Before You Leave Me. But first, there's a little bit of a rocker for you from the Harpoonist and the Axe Murder live at the King Eddie. Here is Do Whatcha.
Do what you do. see up still. She gets you lighting up your tits.
Alexander, on behalf of THD Entertainment, letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars, 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THD Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear, what's popping in your neighborhood. We got to know.
Hi, this is Giles Robson, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
All right, man. Love me before you leave me, child.
Have the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, and we just heard Love Me Before You Leave Me, and before that we heard Do What You. They're both taken from their latest CD, Live at the King Eddie. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Next up on the new release deck comes Mr. Bob Stroger and the Headcutters and a new CD called That's My Name. That's right. Bob Stroger, you've heard that name for many, many years. The 90-year-old Sir Bob Stroger, the Lord of the Blues, has had a long-time musical career. He moved to Chicago when he was a teenager in 1955. Ended up living behind a bar that had a lot of blues in it. And, you know, in those years, they were getting people like Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters. He said it looked like they were having a lot of fun. And I made up my mind that I wanted to do was play music. So that's what he did. His older brother-in-law happened to be Johnny Ferguson, who played alongside J.B. Hutto in a group called the Twisters. And Bob Stroger's first job was driving him around to their gigs. And he spent many years with them learning bass and ended up being their bass player. And some years later, he met up with guitar player Eddie King in 1969. That was his next big move. And he stuck with him for about 15 years or so and ended up, when Eddie moved, he decided to just give up for a while. And he stopped for a couple of years. And then Morris Pedro was the band leader who got him going again and got him in backing up Otis Rush. In the following decade, he worked with Sonny Land Slim and with Mississippi Heat. And he went on to be well, part of the rhythm section along with Odie Payne for European promoter Horst Lippmann for things like the American Blues Folk Festivals. And a great series of those on both video and CD. He's also recorded with, Otis Rush, Jimmy Rogers, Eddie Taylor, Eddie Clearwater, Sonny Land Slim, Louisiana Red, Buster Benton, Homesick James, Snooky Pryor, among many, many more. And his new CD is out now with a group of people out of Brazil called the Headcutters. And they've participated in blues and jazz festivals all over. And they recorded and played with everybody who went through Brazil, I guess. James Wheeler, J.J. Jackson, Junior Watson, Phil Guy, Mud Morganfield, Eddie Campbell, Kim Wilson, Billy Flynn, Billy Branch, Wallace Coleman. He's a harp player that we saw here with Robert Lockwood Jr. at the Peel Pub Blues Bar. He's been around for quite a while. So he's got his new CD out. It's called That's My Name, and we're going to hear two cuts from it. We're going to let him stretch out on a bit of blues on the outskirts of town. But first, here is Bob Stroger and Headcutters and What Goes On in the Dark.
Yes, you wait and see. You realize the way you treated me. But that ain't right. No, 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 that ain't right. What goes on in the dark? Town.
gonna move. Well, now's good a time. I don't want nobody always hanging around. On no icebox, buy me a Frigidaire. I don't want no iceman hanging around, yeah, we go. Well, now it's the time. I don't want nobody always hanging around. It may be funny, baby, funny as can be, when we have a house full of children, all that look like me, we gon' move. Well, now it's good time. I don't want nobody always hanging around.
And there was Outskirts of Town. And before that, What Goes On in the Dark, both taken from the new CD, That's My Name, from Bob Stroger. And The Headcutters, and that's available now from Del Mar Records. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's where you got to go. If you missed something and you'd like to hear it, or you heard something that you want to hear again, just go to CKUT.ca and look it up in the handy little programming and archive section. It's right there. It's easy to find. It's just a nice little calendar. Look up the show that you wanted and just download it. We don't need to know your location. We don't need access to your device. We don't need access to your photos. We don't need to know who your friends are. None of that nonsense. It's just an MP3. You can take it and enjoy it at your leisure. The last item this week on the new release deck is Mr. Sugar Ray Rayford and his new CD, In Too Deep. Sugar Ray used to be the vocalist for the LA-based band The Manish Boys before launching his solo career with his 2010 release, Blind Alley. He teamed up with producer-songwriter Eric Korn, and they released the Grammy-nominated album Somebody Save Me in 2019, and they got back into the studio again for this new project, In Too Deep. It's a follow-up to his Grammy-nominated album, which also earned him two major blues music awards. He got B.B. King Entertainer and Soul Blues Male Artist of the Year for two straight years, and, well, he's a pretty successful guy and just a fantastic singer in that great traditional gospel-y soul blues style. And of course, this combines his soul melodies with the funky R&B grooves and some raw blues as well. He comes up out of the Texas. He grew up poor in Texas and spent some time in the Marines. And so, he's not afraid to talk about some things like PTSD and civil rights and social justice. He brings all of that into to a great funky vibe sometimes. He spent 10 years in the Marine Corps, and his tune Invisible Soldier is a musical expression of the battles that the troops fight long after the guns fall silent. And after that, we're going to hear another great tune, a really soul blues ballad called The Golden Lady of the Canyon. Here is Sugar Ray Rayford from his new CD, In Too Deep, and Invisible Soldier.
Give being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hello, this is Victor Wainwright, and you are listening to one of my favorite programs, Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and also CKUT.ca.
Lady of the canyon, with eyes of emerald green, both my lover and companion, always there to pull me through, knowing just when to take. I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do, oh, without you here with me. Move me, baby, with your kindness, the gentle touch of your loving hand. The darkness, always there to lend a hand. Never afraid to take a stand. Baby, you make me a better man. All that I am, or I could ever hope to be.
Golden Lady of the Canyon, and before that, Invisible Soldier, both of those taken from Sugar Ray Rayford's new CD, In Too Deep, and that was available as of Friday, the 4th of March. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the worlds of blues, jazz, and related subjects, and we'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, today being the 6th of March. Birthday for, look at that, Phil Alvin of the Blasters, born 1953 down in Los Angeles. Guitarist Furry Lewis, born 1893 in Greenwood, Mississippi. Wes Montgomery, legend of the jazz guitar, just a beautiful sound. Born 1923 down in Indianapolis. Happy birthday to Walter Trout, born 1951 in Ocean City, New Jersey. Red Volkert, also born 1958 in Vancouver, and a longtime guitarist for Merle Haggard, great player too. Bob Wills, born 1905 in Hall County, Texas. And the sixth has a couple of sad ones too, a couple of people who passed. Little Charlie Beatty passed on this date back in 2020, just 2 years ago. He was 66 years old. King Floyd, you know him from the song Groove Me. He passed in 2006. He was 61 years old. Alvin Lee of 10 Years After passed in 2013 at the age of 68. Moving on to the seventh, we have birthday for Evidence recording artist Chico Banks, another gentleman that we actually lost too early as well. Born in 1962 in Chicago. Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers, born 1952 in Cincinnati. Towns Van Zandt, born 1944 in Fort Worth, Texas. And Peter Wolf of the J. Giles Band, born 1946 in the Bronx. A few people who passed on the 7th, we had bass player Big Crawford.